Marty, everyone is talking about this. It's really gotten a lot of not only local but national coverage this week, and that is the 50th anniversary of the 1969 moon landing, which is actually on Saturday. And you have a story in the Bulletin this week about Southern New Mexico's key role in that event.
A key role and fascinating when you read the story by Mike Cook, who interviewed NASA, he's retired, NASA engineer Ray Melton of Las Cruces. Melton was a 1966 graduate of NMSU, and he was part of the NASA and contractor team at White Sands Test Facility that worked on the lunar module, the propulsion systems. And I can't detail it much more than that, because you'll have to read the article to go into the detail. But one takeaway I had from this article was how nervous they were when the landing was in progress, because of all the work that went into it. And of course, they knew everything that could possibly go wrong, and they had to work on. And then also how much pride they felt when the mission was successfully completed upon their return to Earth. And so it's a long article that goes into a lot of detail and a lot of behind-the-scenes aspects of this mission and the whole Apollo program that transpired, including bringing a lot of people from Grumman out from New York to the Wild West here, and how they had to adapt to the lifestyle out here, and how many didn't want to return.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't really want to come here in the first place. So pretty interesting stuff, and it all has to do with Saturday's 50th anniversary.
I look forward to reading that. Well, speaking of history, there were some very disappointed folks at the Las Cruces City Council meeting when the City Council rejected a proposal to honor an historical figure, Pat Garrett, with changing Motel Boulevard to Pat Garrett Boulevard. Council said no.
4-3 was the vote, and so can't get any closer than that. The mayor, by the way, was on the losing side there. This was a request from the Doña Ana County Historical Society about a year ago. So this has been in play for all this time. It had previously been approved by the City Planning and Zoning Commission and also by the Doña Ana County Commission. And so they had every reason to believe this was still going to be passed by the City Council. A lot of people with the Historical Society are very angry about the vote, and there was a lot of tension apparently at this meeting. But this does not change the fact that there was a cost involved, because the name change would have required a bigger sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were some cultural differences, too, that you can read with the story. This does not put it to bed yet. You know, it could become Legends Boulevard. It might not be Motel Boulevard forever.
Another name.
Yeah. So, you know, stay tuned. This could, you know, still have another sequel.
Okay. Well, Kathleen Albers, you may be familiar with that name. She is the executive director of the Doña Ana Arts Council. She announced that she will be stepping down from that role, taking a part-time communications role while they search for a new executive director.
Yes, and she'll be leaving in mid-August, and she's been there in many capacities at the Arts Council. She was on the DAAC Board of Directors for about 5 years, late 90s through 2003, joined the staff as an arts education coordinator in 2002. She left to become executive director of the Las Cruces Symphony, then came back to the Arts Council, and in 2012 became the executive director at a time, Fred, when leading up to the Arts Council, they were managing the Rio Grande Theater for the city for a number of years, and then the city took over management in 2017. That was a very contentious moment, and then the Arts Council did find a home at the Cultural Center in the Bulletin Plaza, right next to the Bulletin, as you might expect.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a lot of hard feelings about that. She kind of shepherded that through that move. Anyway, so she talks about her long history there.
All right. We'll have those stories. Much more in this week's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.